Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area with the latest information on Hurricane Laura. This is your 7 p.m. Central Time update on the storm. 150 mile an hour winds, just a very strong hurricane, 940 millibars on the pressure, so continuing to slowly strengthen. Right now about 120 miles south of Lake Charles, Louisiana, moving north-northwest at 15 miles an hour, starting to show that gradual turn as we forecast to the north. Let's start off with this map here. You can see the actual size of the tropical storm force winds. Latest information we have, still about 205 miles from the center, especially in this northeast part of the storm. But you look at the hurricane force winds stretching out 60 miles from the storm. So it's not just the center point. You got to look at this as a much larger system. So here we are now, and it looks like over the next several hours into the late hours of today, early morning tomorrow, we're going to see that landfall. But remember, the tropical storm force winds already starting to make it onshore, and you're already seeing some of those rain bands that we've been looking at on radar. With time, as we move north, 1 p.m. on Thursday, we're still forecasting a tropical storm even into Arkansas Friday at 1 a.m. And that means, you know, you start seeing all that rainfall, you start seeing those winds, you can knock down trees, you can knock down power lines, prolonged power outages, just a significant situation. And then continuing on, even those tropical rains, even getting into Tennessee, Kentucky with time, and then the system gets back out into the Atlantic. So let's look at some of those impacts, starting off with the rainfall. And you can see this here. You can see just this heavy rainfall associated with Hurricane Laura. Some of these values, 5 to 8 inches, 10 inches of rain. There could be areas that you get those prolonged rain bands, especially when you're moving north. You can see some of those rain bands in particular areas right along the center and just to the right. Some areas could get up to 15 inches of rain, and not just along the coast, but even into Arkansas with time. So you can see this heavy rainfall, and we're actually able to see it when you actually look at the actual radar itself. Look at these rain bands, the heavy rain right around the center. But you can see some of these rain bands with time and some of these forming right around the center. So you get that heavy rainfall, get some tornadoes, you can get those quick spin ups and water spouts. Really got to be careful with some of the winds associated with this as well. Storm surge, one of the deadliest factors when you start looking at these tropical systems. Huge values, just not survivable values. I mean, that's the word we've been talking about today. Just a dangerous situation, very critical not to be in these areas. If you're told to leave, you got to get out. I can't stress that anymore. Bolivar Peninsula, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. Areas around Sabine Lake, 10 to 15 foot of storm surge. Even Johnson Bayou over to Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge in Louisiana. We got some values there of 15 to 20 foot of rainfall. All the way to Intracoastal City, Louisiana, 10 to 15. And even further out to Morgan City, 8 to 12 foot of storm surge. And it's above the ground. I mean, it's just an amazing amount of water, dangerous amount of water, and a life-threatening amount of water. Not just on the coast, but even well inland. You start looking at where I-10 is here. Some areas, you start pushing that water north of I-10. So just not on the coast. Even if you're inland, you got to watch out where you are. And if you're told to leave some of these areas, you just got to do it. Anywhere these areas in red, it's greater than 9 foot of storm surge. So that's the latest update on Hurricane Laura. We're going to continue to keep you updated from right here at the National Hurricane Center.